Hi, welcome to the fourth part of Informatica interview questions and answers. This podcast includes all the Informatica interview questions with their comprehensive answers that can facilitate you to get your dream career as Informatica developer. Question 61, mention the files that are created during the session RUMs in an Informatics server? Answer, below are the different types of files created during session RUMs. Session log. Bad file. Errors log. Workflow low. Question 62. What is a predefined event? Answer. In Informatica, a predefined event refers to a built-in or predefined trigger condition used to initiate a workflow or task based on specific occurrences or changes in the environment. These events are pre-configured and can be used to automate various data integration and transformation processes within the Informatica platform. Question 63. What is an Informatica ETL tool? Answer, the Informatica ETL tool, often referred to as Informatica PowerCenter, is a comprehensive data integration and ETL platform used to efficiently manage the process of extracting, transforming, and loading data. It offers a user-friendly graphical interface to design and manage ETL workflows, making it easier for developers and data engineers to design complex data integration processes without writing extensive code. Question 64. What is mapping debugger? Answer, a mapping debugger in Informatica is a tool or feature that helps developers and data engineers identify and troubleshoot issues within ETL mappings created using Informatica PowerCenter, which is a popular ETL tool. The mapping debugger allows users to interactively step through the execution of a mapping to observe the data flow, transformations, and logic applied at each step. Question 65. What function does the F10 key have in Informatica? Answer, the F10 key in Informatica typically serves as a shortcut for executing a task or command in various parts of the Informatica PowerCenter tool. The specific function of the F10 key can vary depending on the context in which it is used within the Informatica PowerCenter interface. Question 66. Define the two types of worklets. Answer, there are two main types of worklets in Informatica. 1. Reusable worklet. A reusable worklet is a self-contained set of tasks and transformations that can be reused across multiple workflows. It's designed to promote reusability and maintainability by encapsulating a specific set of functionalities that can be shared among different workflows. Changes made to a reusable worklet will reflect in all the workflows that use it, ensuring consistency and reducing redundancy. 2. Non-reusable worklet. A non-reusable worklet, as the name suggests, is not designed for reuse across multiple workflows. It is typically used within a single workflow. This type of worklet is useful when you have a set of tasks that are specific to a particular workflow and are not intended to be shared with other workflows. Non-reusable worklets are convenient for organizing and managing the tasks within a workflow, keeping the workflow structure clean and comprehensible. Question 67. What is dimensional modeling? Answer, dimensional modeling in Informatica, and in data warehousing and business intelligence, BI, in general, is a technique used to design and structure data models for efficient querying and analysis. It's primarily focused on organizing data in a way that supports the reporting and analytical requirements of businesses. Question 68. What different types of dimension tables are available in Informatica? Answer, Informatica doesn't define specific types of dimension tables, but there are common approaches and characteristics for dimension tables that you might come across. Slowly changing dimension, SCD, type 1. Slowly changing dimension, SCD, type 2. Slowly changing dimension, SCD, type 3. Junk dimension. Conformed dimension. Role-playing dimension. Degenerate dimension. Hierarchy dimension. Derived dimension. Question 69. What do you understand by parallel processing in Informatica? Answer, parallel processing in Informatica refers to the technique of dividing a task or data transformation into multiple smaller subtasks and executing them concurrently on multiple resources, such as processors or nodes, to improve overall processing speed and efficiency. Informatica is a data integration and ETL tool used for moving and transforming data between various systems and databases. Question 70. What is a PMCMD command? Answer: The PMCMD command refers to the command line utility used in Informatica PowerCenter, which is a widely used data integration and ETL, extract, transform, load, tool. PMCMD stands for PowerCenter command, and it is used to interact with the Informatica PowerCenter server to manage and control various tasks related to workflow execution, session runs, and other administrative tasks. Question 71. How to use PMCMD command? Answer: Through the utilization of the PMCMD command, individuals have the capability to schedule, initiate, and halt workflows and sessions within the PowerCenter domain. PMCMD serves various purposes, including initiating workflows, setting up workflow schedules, halting and aborting workflows and sessions, commencing a workflow from a designated task. Question 72. What is the process of DTM, Data Transformation Manager? Answer: The DTM, initiated by the PowerCenter Integration Service, PCIS, is a process within an operating system. The primary role of the Data Transformation Manager, DTM, also referred to as PMDTM, involves the establishment and supervision of service level, mapping level, and session level aspects, along with variables and parameters. The DTM is responsible for a multitude of functions such as retrieving session details, forming partition groups, verifying code pages, and dispatching post-session emails, among other tasks. Question 73. What is STAR schema? Answer: STAR schema is a type of data modeling technique used in data warehousing and database design. It's specifically designed to optimize the querying and reporting performance for analytical tasks. The structure of a STAR schema resembles a star, where a central fact table is connected to multiple dimension tables radiating outward. Question 74. What is the difference between Informatica and DataStage? Answer: Informatica is a widely used data integration platform that helps organizations manage, integrate, and analyze their data. It offers a comprehensive suite of tools for data integration, data quality, data governance, and data masking. Informatica focuses on providing a user-friendly interface and a wide range of connectors to various data sources and targets. It supports both batch and real-time data integration processes and enables organizations to move, transform, and cleanse data efficiently. DataStage is a data integration tool offered by IBM as part of its InfoSphere Information Server suite. It is designed to facilitate ETL processes for data warehousing and business intelligence applications. DataStage provides a visual development environment where users can design, schedule, and manage data integration workflows. It emphasizes parallel processing and scalability, making it suitable for handling large volumes of data. DataStage also offers data quality and transformation capabilities, enabling users to transform and cleanse data before loading it into target systems. Question 75. Which output files does Informatica server builds at runtime? Answer: Below are the output files that Informatica server creates at runtime. Reject file, control file, indicator file, session log file, session detail file, performance detail file, Informatica server log. Question 76. What are reusable transformations in Informatica? Answer: Reusable transformations are transformations that can be shared and used across multiple mappings. They promote reusability and consistency in ETL development. Question 77. Explain the concept of data lineage in Informatica. Answer: Data lineage in Informatica refers to the tracking and visualization of the flow of data from source to target through various transformations and mappings. It helps in understanding the path and transformations applied to the data. Question 78. What is pushdown optimization in Informatica? Answer: Pushdown optimization involves pushing down certain transformations, such as filtering and aggregation, to the database level, allowing the database to perform these operations before the data is transferred to Informatica. This can significantly improve performance. Question 79. How does partitioning enhance session performance in Informatica? Answer: Partitioning divides the source data into smaller, manageable subsets that can be processed in parallel. This improves session performance by utilizing multiple processing resources and reducing the overall processing time. Question 80. What are the different types of dimensions in a data warehouse? Answer: the different types of dimensions include slowly changing dimensions, SCDs, junk dimensions, degenerate dimensions, conformed dimensions, and role-playing dimensions. Thank you for listening to our podcast.